Hello, hello, my friends. This is your host, Chloe Lionheart, and you are listening to the Down With My Demons podcast. Yeah, yeah, we're back. New episode. You guys were hungry for some content, and I am happy to oblige. I really do appreciate your patience. Today's episode's about boundaries. Ugh. When I say that word, I'm like, oh my God. No, stop. Don't. It's edgy. It feels so edgy. So funny that something so good for us can feel so cringe. So bad. So scary. Super hard. If setting boundaries makes you cringe inside, this episode is for you. I'm guessing that you are already feeling resentment and bitterness about something in your life right now that could have been avoided or solved with boundaries. Even saying this is like slowly pulling off a band-aid. Like, just get it over with. Just do it. I will avoid making boundaries sometimes because I don't want to be argumentative. I don't want to be creating conflict. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be rude. I want to be an open and loving and kind person. And all of that kind of thinking is our shadow thinking. That thinking is not actually boundary thinking. That thinking is codependent thinking. It is people-pleasing thinking. It is playing small. It is our desire to continue to not take care of ourselves. It's really easy to not set boundaries and to push ourselves to the brink of exhaustion and continue pushing and pushing and pushing. And then the people around us expect us to always bend over backwards or expect us to always do X, Y, and Z. And we just sit there and harbor resentment and harbor our frustration and freak out inside because we're so tired and we're wondering why our self-talk is so shitty and brutal. It could be that we're not actually leaning in to this aspect of self-care that wants us to succeed and have joy and play and have companionship and beautiful relationships, that wants us to rest and have fun and expand. And that is what boundaries are. Boundaries are there to take care of us. When we grow up not seeing examples of healthy boundaries, when someone comes at us, which I'm aware of that, even that phrasing, like someone coming at us, like as if it's an attack, it feels like an attack. It feels like someone's mad at us. It feels like we've done something wrong. We're bad. Or maybe we're not worthy enough. Or maybe, you know, we're not good enough. Whatever the narrative is. We don't actually know how to receive someone's boundaries and hold them or honor them, especially if no one's ever held ours or we've never experienced how good it can feel to care for ourselves in that way. Guess what? No is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone to sound more legitimate and more worthy of saying no. You can just say no. And that's it. So many times I have like almost like psyched myself up to have the courage to say no, to then be like, and here's why, because this and this and this, and because like I have this to do later, and because I just, yeah, like this is happening, and then oh, I overbooked myself, or like, yeah, I my grandmother died, and so I have to like, yeah, we want to like make all these reasons, right? I've even heard of people like making up random things that aren't even true, as if that makes our no more legit. As if we have to explain to people and give people a reason why we're not going to always say yes. You don't have to explain anything to anyone. Your no is a full answer. And yes, that no is going to piss people off. They are going to be angry. They're going to tell you all of the reasons why they are not okay with your no. Here are some examples. You're selfish. You're inconsiderate. You never make the time. You are ungrateful for all the things I do for you. How dare you say no to me? There's so many ways that saying no and setting a clear boundary with someone and sticking up for yourself brings out this like demon or like monster in others. And I have felt that in myself. I have felt the inner child temper tantrum when someone said no to me that was not going to have it, not having it, right? Or no can bring about the reaction of so much disappointment, sadness, people feeling betrayed or abandoned, like you don't care. Here's the thing. Your boundaries aren't about anybody else but yourself. Who is going to take care of you and hold your boundary if not you? Who sticks up for you other than you? Here's another interesting thing. Yes and no are not feelings. They're statements. And I'm not really into the whole like, hell yes, or like if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. What? That's not even remotely my experience. I mean, sure, some things are hell yes, some things are hell no, but a lot of things, especially in the process of learning boundaries, are super gray. My body had to learn how to trust itself. And first, to do that, I actually had to like embody myself. I thought I was like in my body and living in my body and hearing it appropriately, and then came to find out that I had been so dissociated from myself for so long that I didn't even know that my body was signaling me. So we first have to get into our bodies to then learn to trust them when they say no or yes or hell yes or hell no or I don't know or maybe or sometimes or whatever. I believe in the nuance. I believe in the spectrum. I'm tired of the, you know, binary of all the things. No, life is very much on a spectrum. And I also am okay with holding the non-duality as well. Sometimes it can be a yes and a no. But those aren't necessarily feelings. Those are just statements that are responses to our feelings. I read somewhere that our intuition is every cell in our body having already made a decision. Intuition is every cell in our body already having made a decision. Damn. That kind of helps, because sometimes I want to, you know, think with my heart or think with my head or rationalize everything. And oftentimes that intuitive feeling has all, my whole body's already made the decision, right? And now my rational mind wants to like think itself out of it, because oftentimes that decision means that I then have to be vulnerable, or I have to speak up, or I have to set a boundary, or I need to say no, or I have to say how I really feel. That's some scary shit. That also means that in this like desire to stay safe and want to control situations and outcomes, which is totally natural, when I put myself out there, when we are vulnerable, when we stand up for ourselves, when we set those boundaries, we're not going to be able to control the outcome in terms of how someone else reacts or responds to us. That's not up to us. It's not up to us to control. It's up to us to hold firm. Boundaries are especially hard for me with family. Dude, saying no at first has made me feel so bad. Like I am the worst daughter, the worst sister, the worst aunt, the worst friend, the worst whatever. Especially when you're getting the backlash of someone definitely not being okay with your no. And they're going to tell you every mean thing that they can probably think of. Many times that's how it goes. To get you to relinquish the boundary, to let it go. To go back to not having that boundary. We have to hold our own boundaries. We're teaching people how to love us. We teach them how to love us and how to love and be in relationship, healthy relationship through boundaries. It took people I love holding really firm boundaries with me for me to realize that they're actually really caring. When someone holds a firm boundary with me, they're teaching me how they need to be loved and giving me an opportunity to lean into our relationship more. It takes time too. Like we have to keep holding that boundary as time goes on. But people do learn. There's some quote on social media that says, when you hold a boundary, the only people that get upset are the people who took advantage of you without those boundaries. I don't know what it is. I'm paraphrasing really hardcore. But I somewhat agree and somewhat don't agree. I don't know if it is always that intentional and aware. Like people are that aware of that. But of like think about all the people that it's really helpful that they don't have a boundary that you get to utilize. Let's think about that. Think about one person who doesn't hold a boundary with you that if they did, it would be upsetting. Who watches your dog when you're away? How often does that person watch your dog? What if they said no? Would you be pissed? What about your kid? Who watches your kid? Who drives you to work or to school? Who cleans? Who cooks? How would your life be different? Someone held a firm boundary with you. Probably be a little difficult at first, right? But you'd figure it out. Same thing goes for us. Yeah, it might be really hard at first when we start saying no. And then that person who really benefited from that yes has to figure out a different way to relate to us or relate to their own life. That no requires creativity and a shift and a change and doing things a little differently, which is, as we all know from this podcast and life, changes fucking scary and uncertain and it can be really panicky at first. Often my mind is like, what the fuck am I going to do? But we figure it out. How are we teaching people how to love us? Are we teaching them that we will always sacrifice ourselves for others? Are we teaching them that our time isn't as valuable? Are we teaching them that they can pay us less for the same work? Are we teaching them that we don't need as much rest, which is a lie? Are we lying to ourselves? Being nice and doing something nice for someone when you don't legitimately, honestly feel like being nice is not only lying to that person and not caring to that person, but you're lying to yourself and you're walking all over yourself. Why are you lying? Why are we lying about how we're feeling? I don't believe in the gaslighting situation of like, well, I'm not responsible for anyone's feelings. That's fucking not true. Sorry, I don't believe that shit at all. That phrase was used against me as a child. That phrase, I don't make you feel anything, when someone's like, oh, you make me feel so mad. I used to say that to my mom. She'd say, I don't make you feel anything. You choose to feel certain ways. Ugh. Gaslighting. Bah. It's like our intentions also have impact. So we do need to be aware of our impact in the world, even if our intentions are really good. But if you deep down know that you're going to resent the fuck out of someone if you say yes and do something for them and you do it anyway, that literally hurts everyone. Setting boundaries is a really great way to love yourself and other people. How about this? In like a scholastic or vocational, like work situation or like relationship situation, we want to go above and beyond to like teach people that we're amazing, you know, subtly. Oh my God, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to rise to the top. I'm going to be the best partner ever. I'm going to be the best parent ever. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it better than everyone. I'm going to come in early. I'm going to leave late. What ends up happening? Not to say don't work hard and strive for greatness, but that doesn't mean shit if you don't hold boundaries and take care of yourself. What ends up happening when you go above and beyond without ever asking for a raise, without ever asking for help, without ever setting that boundary? People walk all over you. They expect that you're never going to say anything about it. You're just going to go ahead and do it. You'll always say yes. Does that make you look great? Rachel Rogers, this epic goddess and money magician who wrote the book We Should All Be Millionaires, talks about how people who are less agreeable are seen with more respect and are more successful than people who are agreeable. Fuck. If that doesn't go against everything women are taught, I don't know what the fuck does. If that is not like straight up leaning into the bullshit of the systems that are in place right now that don't work for many of us, I don't know what will. You want to smash the patriarchy? You want to get a raise? You want more time for yourself as a parent? You want a better job? You want to make more money? You want to enjoy your relationship more? You want a better home situation? Fucking speak up. Be willing to be uncomfortable. be willing to hold the boundary, even if you literally have to like hold your mouth shut or bite your tongue or whatever to get through that threshold of that moment. Because you deserve it. You deserve care. That's what that boundary is there for. How many no's do we ignore from ourselves because of shoulds? Oh, I can't leave this job I hate because I should probably save money before. And then once I save that money, then I can start looking for a new job. You're going to be waiting for that new job forever. Oh, I should. I can't take a nap, or I can't rest, or I can't go outside because I really should finish all of my work or my homework or my chores. Really want to go on vacation, but I really should, you know, keep working this quarter and do what I can. If you're like me and your shoulds continue to push you to ignore your no's, those no's become literal physical symptoms of pain. Your no's, our no's, start to seep out of us as rage. Or as disrespect, or laziness, or sickness, dis-ease. Wouldn't it be nice to not have everything fall apart that forces us to shift into our yeses and set boundaries for ourselves, you know? Wouldn't it be nice if we said no before all of the heavy-duty consequences hit? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that feel so much less stressful? Boundaries want to care for you. They're there to support you. I do want to mention, let's talk about adult and kid boundaries. Are they different? No, they're not. They're not different. Adult boundaries and kid boundaries are the exact same thing. When an adult says no and a kid says no, believe their no. I'm not talking about the developmental phase where your kid is exercising their individuation and their autonomy and they're learning to be their own autonomous being. That is a developmental phase. I'm talking when your child is using the bathroom and you come in and your child yells no, don't enter the bathroom. Give them their privacy. They're telling you what's up. Listen to them. Just because they're small and young doesn't mean that they are no less worthy of care. The boundaries that you would hold for yourself and for other adults, those are also boundaries to hold for your kids. When they say no, trust them. Honor those no's. Am I a parent? No. I'm not. I know. I don't know. I'm not a parent, but I've been a kid. And I know what it's like to grow up not having my boundaries honored and how damaging that has been in my adult life. It was a lot harder for me to say no with my body, to say no to drugs, to say no to alcohol, to say no to things that didn't feel good to me, that I now have to have therapy sessions about. I've lost friendships because of my lack of understanding of boundaries before. I've lost jobs. I've lost tons of opportunities. Also, if you're thinking about boundaries as like walls, they're not walls, they're curtains. You set a boundary, that's a curtain you're closing, right? It's not so rigid that you're like blocking people out, right? Boundaries can be curtains. Sometimes boundaries need to be walls, but they're not always synonymous. If someone is draining the life out of you, or if someone is really hurting you and you keep leaning in, if you're desperate to have someone who's really close to you in your life and they never show up, and you keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying, who is hurt by that? You are. You can set the boundary that is that curtain that still enables that person to, if they want, make the decision to enter your life, to change, to come, to be in relationship with you. It's there. All they have to do is put the curtain, you know, move the curtain and come on into your life. But when you put the boundary of, I'm going to not keep trying to force someone to care, and I'm going to put this boundary, this curtain here, and if they want to be in my life, they can be in my life. And if they don't want to be in my life, then great. I've stopped damaging myself to try to convince them to care. If you need to set a hard wall with someone that is causing you a lot of harm and damage and is dangerous to you, a boundary can look like a wall. I will tell you though, walls keep a lot of stuff out, including love, including a lot of things. So be mindful of walls you build around yourself. Be mindful of sabotaging yourself and calling it boundaries. I'm going to lean into that thought in an episode in the future. I'm noting that because there's a lot there, especially in terms of toxic relationships. Do take care of yourself. Do not continue on with toxic relationships. That shit ain't worth it. I want to do a little exercise. This episode brought to you by my former inability to set boundaries. Sponsored by Life. Okay, y'all, let's do this exercise. If you're driving or unable to close your eyes, use your mind's eye, or actually, no, if you're driving, like, please just drive. Don't be doing a bunch of activities. Says the person that is the most efficient / craziest New England driver ever. Okay. Get to a place that's comfortable and close your eyes. I want you to imagine the word boundary or boundaries. What does that look like? Try not to judge it too, you know, if you can. Is it a big red stop sign? Is it a fence? Are you at a cliff's edge? Is it a literal, like, hand up, palm out? what does boundaries look like? How does it feel? Now imagine what or who your boundary looks like. Give it a character. Give it a living self. Here's an example. My boundary looks like the archetype of my boundaries looks like a female lawyer with like a short bob and glasses in a tailored small checkered pantsuit, black flats, who loves like stomping around and clacking her black flats. It's like white blouse, holding a clipboard and a bunch of papers. She's always peering down so fucking serious at everyone, down the tip of her nose, out of her glasses. And she's got her fucking clipboard and she literally steps in as like my lawyer, like my representative when I have to set a boundary. That's what I imagine. She like rolls up in a boundary situation. She's like, yes, I'm here to represent Chloe in this setting boundary. We will not be budging on this negotiation. We'll be holding this boundary. What does boundaries look like for you? Who does it look like? What is it wearing? If it's a person, or what color is it? If it's a creature, like give it some texture. Does it sound like anything? Give them or it some action. How do they move? What do they do? How do they function? What do they do when they are in action supporting you? How do they protect you? How do you feel around this being? Imagine your child self with this being. Imagine your teenage self with this being. Imagine this being with your adult self. Do you feel safe? Does it feel better to sort of like not have to hold it all? Because that part of you isn't all of you. It's a part of you. It's there to help you. All of your parts, every single one of your parts, even the terrifying parts, are trying to give you the best life possible. They want you to be happy. They want you to be okay. They want you to stay alive. I challenge you to manifest this being somehow in your life in some way, whether it is a person that you know, or like a celebrity, or like a creature, draw them, or find a picture and print it out, or just get a really, you know, like bring more life into the image of them in your mind. Think about them every once in a while. Name them. You can give them a backstory if you want. And then think about how much they care about you. How much they want you to be stress-free. to have fun, to rest, to feel joy. That's why we need boundaries. Stress is a killer. Without boundaries, we're doomed to stress. It will always plague us. Boundaries bring balance. Boundaries actually help us enjoy every single aspect of our lives more. And when we hold our boundaries, one of the byproducts of that is actually giving a shit about ourselves more. We feel a whole lot more worthy. We feel like our time is worth more. And then we start to cherish caring for ourselves. We begin to feel what it feels like to feel really good. The best things are worth fighting for. Lindsay Brahman has this diagram, this illustration that she created on her website. I'll link it in the show notes. About external and internal boundaries. She says that internal boundaries are knowing and honoring our capacity, taking responsibility for what's ours, cultivating self-awareness, being curious and not defensive, honoring our limits. And outside boundaries as communicating our needs and expectations, setting limits on our time, choosing to be mindfully present, acknowledging when we've messed up, holding boundaries. And here are some steps on how to do that. Firstly, I'd like to encourage you to create support in your life. If you have the capacity to get a therapist, if you have the means, definitely do that. If you are privileged enough to have the means to have a therapist, I have no idea why you wouldn't have one. It's awesome. It's hard and it's glorious and it's a teammate and you don't have to hold it all. What is more genius than that? I don't know. Find some friends who love you, who are aligned with your beliefs and your values, who think you're great, who show up for you. Because sometimes, as we're learning boundaries, we don't always know if something's a yes or a no. It's hard. Sometimes we got to reach out to our people, our communities, our support networks to check in. Find out who those people are for you, who's honest with you. Invest in yourself. Take a class, build a garden, learn how to make origami. Run a marathon. Get a gym membership. Whatever. Invest in yourself. Now, here are some really clear steps. Step one on creating personal boundaries. Identify what your deal breakers are, your no's. What are they? Write them down. When you think about a no, it should like almost make you feel viscerally like, oh, no. Or think about all the things you're resentful for or frustrated by or angry about. That is a really good indication of where a boundary could be set or where you're so effing tired and it's the last thing that you want to do in the world, that's a good place to find out what that no is. Next step, communicate it. Say what you need. What do you need? Say it. Step three, say it simply. You do not have to over-explain it. Just be clear and concise. This also helps you to stay clear in your mind and not muddy it up. I'm really long fucking winded in my head, in out of my fucking mouth, all in all the ways. It doesn't always help me with clarity. So getting really crystal clear and being concise and taking the time to figure out what that concise way of explaining something is, super helpful. Step four, set consequences. Say why it's important. Doesn't have to be a sweeping statement like, hey, Jim, if you don't take the fucking trash out again, I'm going to divorce you. It's not like that. Doesn't have to be like that. You know what, Jim? It might be like that, but who knows? Sorry if your name's Jim. Nothing personal, bro. Hey, Teresa, I want to keep our friendship. I need you to reach out to me more than just to do something for you. If you continue to just reach out to me for things that you need, I don't know if I can continue to be in this friendship. I need my relationships to be two-sided. Step five. God, this one sucks the most. Hold your boundary. Don't bail. Just wait. Hold it. Hold the line. Hold the frickin' boundary. Even if it's terrifying, because it will be sometimes. You go to your boss, Mr. Johansson. I have continued to exceed expectations of my role. I continue to have really high numbers every quarter and profits margins. I am timely and I want to raise. My time and energy and skills and talents are worth X amount of dollars, without which I may no longer be able to be at this company. You know what they might say? Well, good luck. See ya. Do you keep working for the same amount of money that you were working, or do you actually leave and find something that you're worth? That will pay you what you're worth. That is the terrifying side of boundaries. You may actually have to hold your boundary and make good on it. Rachel Rogers talks about a great example in her book. She says, if you tell your cheating asshole partner that the next time they cheat on you, you're leaving them, and then when they cheat on you, you don't leave them, it's not a boundary. That's you being codependent and getting walked all over. It's you also walking all over yourself. Instead of saying next time, say you cheated on me, peace out. I don't hang out with cheaters. Bye. Hold it. Hold the boundary. Practice and progress, not perfection. Because boundaries aren't always just about other people and you. It's also you holding boundaries against you. Let me rephrase that. Obviously, there's still a lot of subconscious narrative happening in my mind as I continue to learn and work through what healthy boundaries are for me. A lot of reframing, so let's reframe that. Boundaries are also you holding boundaries for you with you. When you tell yourself you're going to do something, oftentimes, you're going to also try to talk yourself out of it, especially when it requires you to do hard stuff that's new and different. I lastly want to talk to you about healthy ways of pushing your boundaries. It's also healthy to do that too. Once you are getting good at boundaries and you can start to push them a little bit in beneficial ways. Sexually pushing boundaries can be good with a respected and loving partner, trying out something new. That's fun sometimes. Sometimes you find out that boundary is still firm and you return back to that line. Pushing yourself in healthy and constructive ways is beneficial. It's really scary to write a book and to publish it. That's a boundary push. That's good. Running a 5K. At the end, you're probably going to be pushing some boundaries. But then you finish. Getting through school. Birthing a child. Meeting thresholds. Those are meeting thresholds. And pushing past for greater expansion, that is good. There is a line, right? Find the line for you. And when you get good at boundaries and you've set boundaries in your life, we all have to reevaluate them at some point. They're not always going to be the same. Be willing to revisit them. What works? What doesn't work? What can shift? What can flex? Use that intuition. Has a yes become a no? Has a no become a yes? Check in with yourself. Check in with your people. Check in with your children. Check in with your therapist. Find what works again and again. Because you're worth it. I really appreciate you all taking the time to be here today, to take time for yourself, to spend time with me. I love spending time with you. I really appreciate your care and patience and kindness with me as I continue to set boundaries and reevaluate and use titration with myself in changing seasons. This is the toughest season for me with boundaries. Summertime. Anyone feel like you said yes to far too many things and now you're exhausted and your FOMO is out of control and you end up just saying no and canceling everything at the last minute because you're so tired you need to nap? It's a common summertime theme for me. So I appreciate you all also holding space for me and my process and my renegotiation with myself and my boundaries. If you enjoy this episode, if you enjoy the podcast, the best way to support it is to share it. Share it with people you know and love. Share it with someone who you think would really get a lot out of it or would want to hear it or it might be helpful for them. The other way to support the podcast is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Writing a review and getting your feedback really helps me to gauge how to better support you and to know what's working. Also, a great way to support it is to write me an email or shoot me a DM on Instagram. I freaking love hearing from you all. I love providing you resources. I am sometimes super fast at responding, sometimes not so fast, but I will respond to you always. It's a joy to be in this community with you all. It really is. Website is coming. New episodes are coming. There is a chance that I will switch to every 2 weeks instead of every week of publication to honor myself and where I am in my life right now, which helps me to provide better content for you all in a more honest way, in a fully present way, in a way that really fills me up. I'm not doing my Patreon anymore for now. And honestly, you listening and being here and even getting to the end of the episode is like a huge thing. I really appreciate your valuable time and your valuable self and that beautiful boundary being you created who honors you. I send you all so much love, deep bows of gratitude. In the meantime, until I am with you next, please take care of yourself. Being human is so tough. Take it easy.